This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The head of Chicago's film office is out of a job. The departure is the latest in a series of high-ranking staff shakeups at the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Jonah Zeiger had led the film office since 2022, when former Mayor Lori Lightfoot appointed him. The position is responsible for attracting film and TV projects to the city. A DK spokesperson confirmed to WBEZ Tuesday that Zeiger is no longer with the department. That makes him the fourth deputy commissioner who has left DK since Mayor Brandon Johnson appointed Clinae Hedspeth to lead the department in March. Zeiger's departure comes at a key moment. During a tense budget cycle at City Hall, several alderpersons expressed a desire for Chicago's film industry to bring in more revenue. Cuts at Columbia College Chicago mean the end of the state's only bachelor's degree for American Sign Language interpreters. Faculty say the program's elimination will mean even fewer interpreters for the local deaf community. But Columbia's interim president, Jerry Terror, says the degree was too expensive to run.
We understand that this is something that is needed, but we just have to also, I think, balance that with we want to be around here for another 135 years, and we're having to make some really tough choices that we believe are in the best interest of the college.
The school is cutting 10 other undergraduate and graduate programs and laying off up to 25 full-time faculty. Terror says officials are trying to chip away at a $17 million deficit and make the school more attractive to students. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's $17 billion budget for next year does not include a property tax increase, but it will still come at a cost to taxpayers. The budget that passed this week will hike your monthly subscription for things like Netflix or Spotify, meaning a standard Netflix subscription in Chicago will jump around 19 cents a month. The city is also expanding a surcharge for ride shares in the downtown area. Currently, the charge only applies to the weekend, but now it will cost $1.50 extra any day of the week. And plastic bags will also cost 10 cents instead of 7 at checkout. These hikes, plus a handful of other moves, helped Johnson close a $982 million budget gap without raising property taxes. The Chicago Housing Authority is under transition, looking for its next CEO. In the meantime, residents are demanding greater transparency and a meeting with the agency's interim leader. Residents and their advocates want the CHA to open the books around how much land and money it has. They are asking the agency to build more affordable housing and improve conditions at existing sites. Dearborn Homes tenant Brenda Moore has a message for the CHA.
We need for you to step up. We know the finances are there. Come out and fix these garbage chutes. Fix the elevator. Clean the building up.
Interim CEO Angela Herlock said in a statement she would meet with representatives of the group in the new year. Some more things you should know today. Prosecutors appear close to resting their case in the federal racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. Since October, the government has presented about 50 witnesses to jurors. Recent testimony focused on an alleged no-show subcontractor for ComEd and AT&T. He allegedly landed those gigs with Madigan and McLean's help. A Chicago church is hosting a service tonight to help people going through difficult times emotionally during the holidays. The Second Unitarian Church of Chicago in Lakeview East will host a so-called Blue Christmas service. It will be an opportunity for communal reflection, candle lighting, and music. The gathering is at 7 p.m., or you can join online. Today's weather will be cloudy with some possible flurries, and the high will reach 37 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting overcast skies and highs in the mid-30s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.